to life.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. My name is Ruthie C. Happy Friday to you. I am very excited to be joined this morning by Kim Stephenson, who is the Public Relations Coordinator for the Escambia County School District, as well as Ms. Darlene Hart, who is the Director of Transportation for the school district. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you both on this Friday?
Good, but I love the song, and we need some sunshine.
We really do. I think we're going to be fortunate. It looks like Sunday is going to be gorgeous. So hopefully good for the people who are going to experience that storm, and I pray for those guys. But I am glad that, you know, we're getting a little break after what Sally came through and did.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I'm very excited to speak with you this morning. Darlene, we have not had a chance to meet yet, and so you're the Director of Transportation for the school district, and tell us a little bit about that. What is your role? Have you been with the school district for a while?
I've actually been with the school district for 21 years. I started out back in 93 as a bus assistant, worked my way up from a driver to a route manager, and now director.
Wow, that's wonderful. So you really just climbed right up the ladder.
That's correct.
Wonderful. Well, I'm very excited to be speaking with you. I know this year, especially for the school district, looks different than maybe anything we've ever seen before.
Yes.
So how is that going? How are things, like, now that school is back and back again from the hurricane? How's mm-hmm. that looking?
It's good. It is different. As you mentioned, we've put a lot of different things in place to protect our employees as well as our students. We have less students than what we've had previously. But although it is different, it's school, and we're glad to be back.
Yes. I know that's probably true for most of the kids, too. I'm sure they've been missing their friends and happy to get back to some type of normalcy. So it sounds like you have been in this transportation department for a while, and you've seen probably, you know, some good changes and good fit when people come through. So I think back to my elementary school days and how I did have an awesome favorite bus driver. What are the things that you think make, like, the best bus drivers for the school district?
Of course, it has to be someone that loves kids, someone that wants to make a positive difference in a child's life, someone that's, greets them every morning, good morning, because we are the first face that they see, sometimes the only adult that they see other than their teacher, and then, of course, the person that is, you know, I hope you have a great evening, and also, you know, ask them about how was your day. And so someone that's kind-hearted and that wants to make a positive difference.
I love that. It is almost like the first in the morning and the last in the evening. Mm-hmm. So they could really set the tone for the kiddos that are, you know, who knows what they're dealing with at home, but school should be a safe and happy place, and that starts the minute they get on the bus.
Absolutely.
So if someone was interested in becoming a bus driver, what are their special licensing? How does that work?
Yes, there is. They have to have a CDL permit, a CDL license. And if they do not have a CDL, we have a wonderful training department headed by Katie Lewis, who is able to train them from getting their CDL all the way through to actually driving the bus. So it is a process, but they are paid during that process.
Oh, that's nice.
And we have a lot of support staff, that trainers. They ride the bus with the trainer. They don't just have to start out there all by themselves. We handhold a lot until they are ready, and that could take, you know, from 3 weeks to however long it needs to till they feel safe. So it's a process that we stand with them all the way through.
Wow, that's really great. So there's training involved. It sounds like mentorship involved, mm-hmm. where you're not just tossed on a bus with a whole bunch of kids and good luck to you. I imagine that could be a little intimidating, mm-hmm. If not unsafe. You know, I think about kids, especially in the afternoon. It's Friday. It's probably really exciting, and you know, it could probably get loud and maybe a little rambunctious. So I'm sure there's training in there too about just how to handle sort of, like, you know, the behavior expectations on the bus and that sort of thing too. Is that part of what the school district makes sure every new driver knows?
Yes, we do go through an entire course on behavior management to teach them tools that they'll be able to use in their regular everyday-to-day life at home or even on the bus on how to manage behaviors.
And so what are some of the benefits? You mentioned that even throughout the training, there's pay involved in that. Are there some other great things that people should know about when you become a bus driver?
Absolutely. You are going to get 230 paid vacation days. You get the 3 months off during the summer. So you could, if you had school-age children, you would be able to work your schedule around theirs. We also offer 2 weeks paid at Christmas, spring break. There's a certain amount of days depending on how many years you've been with the district. So there's a lot of great benefits. We have insurance, a great dental plan. So there's a lot of perks to being a school bus driver, as well as the schedule. You are able to come to work in the morning, and around 9:30, 10 o'clock, you're off, so you can make doctor's appointments, or if you need to do shopping, work out. We have a gym that is provided for employees, and then, of course, you would have to come back after the break around 1:30 to get back on your bus. So it's very convenient so that you're, you know, able to take care of business during the middle of the day, where at a normal 8 to 5, you wouldn't be able to maybe take a break without losing your time or you know.
This is sounding really, really great. This is very appealing.
It's great for someone who's in school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially with so many online classes these days, your schedule is flexible enough that you could drive in the morning, do some coursework in the middle of the day, drive some more, get all those hours, get some benefits. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing. My mom actually drove, and what she liked was midday, as her parents got older, you know, she went home and had lunch and checked on them, and she just, you know, really liked having that security of knowing that someone was going to be there to check in on them, especially when it was both of them and then it was just one of them. And so there's that benefit as well.
That's a great point, just having that daytime availability. Mm-hmm. You know, every day that you're just, so it's not just like, oh, once a week we flex our time, which some places do, and that's great too. But so what's it looking like now, Darlene, with openings? Are you currently hiring?
Absolutely, we are hiring. We have again a great training department, and we start classes every Monday, so we are hiring. Although we have less students this year that were actually attending traditional school, we still cover the same amount of distance. And so we are we need about 75 drivers. So we are definitely hiring.
Wow. So this could be a career shift if you're looking for the next new thing. Mm-hmm. It sounds like there is a need with a great position with really great benefits. And what's the best way for people to find out more?
You would need to call our training, safety and training office, and I will give you that number. It just once.
Well, you can also go to EscambiaYellow.com.
EscambiaYellow.com. Okay, mm-hmm. I was going to say there's a cool website name.
A cool website. Isn't it neat? Yeah.
Katie Lewis's number is 469-5328, or you can visit her in person at 100 East Tahar.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruth E.C. I'm speaking with Kim and Darlene from the Escambia County School District talking about Transportation Department. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment, so stay with us.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Last year, 67,000 people died from opioid overdose. But if someone nearby had had Narcan, lives could have been saved. Because Narcan quickly reverses the effects of an opioid overdose, preventing death. It's easily administered, and it's free from Health and Hope Clinic. Be prepared to save a life with Narcan. Free from Health and Hope, an authorized Narcan distribution clinic. Learn more online at healthandhopeclinic.org. Made possible by the Pensacola Bay Area Impact 100.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of all people in our community. Join Director Dr. Lanza on the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 10:30 a.m. He keeps you up to date with the latest advisories and how to stay healthy. That's Monday morning at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
We support local nonprofits, and you find new ways to open safely and reimagine events. We'll help you spread the word. We're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620, FM 92.3. Inside the House or Out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. This is Ruthie C. Happy Friday to you, and thank you so much for joining us this morning as I'm speaking with Kim Stephenson, who is the PR coordinator for the Escambia County School District, and Miss Darlene Hart, who is the director of transportation. We're talking about how great of a time it is if you're thinking about making a switch to being a bus driver for the school district. Great benefits, flexible schedule, training on the job. This all sounds very, very appealing.
Summer's off. Thanksgiving off.
And if, like you said, Kim, if you have kids and you want to match, you know, you're going to match their schedule, same as being a teacher. Like, if the school district is closed, it's closed for everybody.
Yes, that's right.
So that's really nice. We had talked a little bit earlier about how things look different in 2020 and how the school district has done this amazing job of offering these three different options for families to keep your kids in school. We know how important that is for everyone in the house. And what are some of the ways that it looks different in the transportation department, Darlene?
Well, first of all, we've done a lot of extra training to make sure that drivers are well aware of how to keep themselves safe as well as their students. We provided training on different disinfectants to be able to sanitize their buses. We've also provided sanitizer for their hands. We provide masks for both the drivers as well as the students. We have a stabilized seating chart. So we've done a lot of extra to make sure that everyone stays safe while on the bus.
Are there fewer students on the bus, like per bus, or are they doing seats apart? Like, I know the airlines have done, you know, space between people.
Unfortunately, we're not able to do that because we course, when we have a 77-passenger bus, many times we do have 77 elementary students on that bus. But yes, we have much fewer students than what we had originally. So there is space between students on most buses. There are some that have maybe 45, which is much less than what is the norm.
So. Yeah, that sounds good too. I hadn't thought about that, that not all the kids who normally would be coming in person are. So just by virtue of that, there's more distance and space between the kids. Mm-hmm. So what are some ways that parents can help with this? I know from being a teacher in the past that parent engagement is kind of the name of the game across the board. So are there some things that parents and families can be aware of that they can be doing to help out?
Absolutely. They can encourage their students to wear masks. They can also encourage their students to stay in their seat so that if we do have a student who is positive for COVID, we're able to trace that student as well as the ones around them so that we can send to the health department the students that need to possibly be quarantined. That's a great safety measure that parents could help us with. And also, to make sure that their address is correct so that we are able to transport their student from the correct address.
Those are all really great tips. Yeah. So just talking to your kids, making sure they're wearing a mask.
Yes.
Especially if they can't be far away.
Remind your kids that safety is the number one priority for a bus driver. You know, being nice and wonderful and warm is fantastic, but we also need everyone on that bus to remember that once you get to your seat, we have seat belts. Please use them. Just like if you're in your own car, sometimes you have to teach your kids that that's what your expectation is, that you have a seat belt for a reason. It's very, very rare that a bus be involved in something, but we learned a couple years ago with the incident with the dump truck that seatbelts can make a huge difference. Our buses are built to be very safe, but if we give you something that's going to help you stay safer, like hand sanitizer, masks, seatbelts, assigned seats, we need you to help reinforce that message with your kids that is just as important in a bus as it would be if they were in the back seat of your car.
And that might be different for some parents. You know, if you grew up on riding a school bus that did not have seatbelts, that might be news if you hadn't heard. There's been some advancements in the technology.
Oh, yes, yes. Plus, our buses have GPS. Mm-hmm. So if a bus is held up, a train blocks the road and the bus is going to be late getting to school or getting home, we have these wonderful systems where they can do automated phone calls to let parents know that the bus on this route has been delayed. And so you're not at home worried that, where's the bus? Where's my child? You get a phone call. But if we don't have your up-to-date phone call, that we can't call you.
And also something else.
Phone number.
Something else that we have that you didn't have on a bus back in the day, we have a camera system. So you can actually see what's going on the bus, what the driver's doing, what the students are doing. So that's another great feature that we have. And we also have cameras that face forward so we can see if someone's running the stop arm. So we have a lot of safety measures that are in place now that we didn't have before.
That really is so different. I'm thinking even when I was riding the bus, it didn't seem like that long ago, but did not have all of those enablements.
In the old days, you could say, he hit me, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, let's go to the videotape.
Right. Let's trust but verify. Let's check that out.
Yes.
So that's very good. And just again, to emphasize the importance, like you said, Kim, during the break, if you have changed your location or any kind of contact information.
And we know with Sally that a lot of families have been uprooted. While either they've had to permanently find someplace new to live, or maybe they're staying with friends while the roof is being replaced or flooring's being replaced, whatever it is that has to be done to your home to make it safe again. If you're staying with friends or relatives, the school needs to know where you are. Even if you're driving that child most days, please just make sure they know how to find you. And the phone number is also absolutely key. But bus routes are done through the computer. So if your address is not up to date in Focus, which is the computerized system that parents can use, and please also have your Focus Parent Portal account established, because that makes it also easier for us to reach you. But we need to have that up-to-date information in there, because overnight the computer updates. And that's how they know. Even if you've only moved a few blocks to stay with friends, it can mean a difference between whether you use this bus stop or a completely different bus stop and a different time. And it might even be a different bus.
So there's lots of good reasons to keep that information up to date. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, the Pensacola Expert Panel, speaking with the Escambia County School District Department of Transportation. And we'll be right back in just a moment.
Blue 42, Rusty.
I just made out what the quarterback is signaling. It's not Omaha. It's Rusty.
Yeah, ever since he's taken his car to Bobby Likas Auto Service, Rusty and his team of pros have certainly helped his game.
Now that he just takes his Lexus to Bobby Likas Auto Service, rather than driving over the bay for repair work, he has more time to practice.
Do what the pros do. Take your luxury vehicle to Bobby Likas Auto Service. Get yourself back in the game and your vehicle back on the road with your trusted auto experts at Bobby Likas Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway, or at carclinicservice.com.
Elite Services Quality Clean is proud to serve the Pensacola area for the past 30 years. We've cleaned your carpets, scrubbed your tile and grout, and even cleaned your drapes. A thorough cleaning means a healthy living environment. I know that's what you expect for your family, because that is what I expect for mine. I'm David Nixon, owner of Elite Services Quality Clean. Make an appointment for a free quote at elitequalityclean.com or call 453-5544. Remember, it's not clean until it's Elite Services Quality Clean.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The conventions, debates, local political forums, and candidate conversations with Andrew McKay.
The last hour, essentially, he was back to, like, I know my stump speech, and all I really have to have is a stump speech. Did he make a mistake by not preparing more for this?
For complete campaign 2020 coverage, it's Northwest Florida's live local election station.
The people who need to be persuaded don't know the background that was taken for granted in the debate.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C., speaking with Kim Stephenson and Darlene Hart of the Escambia County School District. We are discussing the Department of Transportation and how awesome it could be for you, if you're looking to pivot in your career, to check out the openings that they have for the and this great, great need for awesome, amazing, friendly bus drivers.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely need people that love children, that are safe drivers, and we will pay for your training, pay for you to get started with the fingerprinting, the background, and we have a wonderful trainer, several trainers, but a wonderful manager there in the safety and training department, Katie Lewis. Again, her number is 469-5328. And we're located at 100 East Tahar.